You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com. The only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Today's Thursday, July 28th, 2005. Let's see, we are listening to La Petite House Cat by MAC Mac and DJ Come of Age. I received a... excuse me. I got a CD in the mail from DJ Come of Age of this group that I've been playing on the podcast at, like a slow-mo called, and the CD's called Hidden Souls 2. So I really like this track, so I thought I would play it at the beginning of the show. Listen to a little bit more of this. I like that beat. It's kind of cool. So I will let that play out while I talk. First up today, I want to talk about yesterday's show. I got an email from Peter, who was concerned about the audio from the show. And Peter, I know about the audio. I know that David's microphone was a little bit low. So he was nice enough to take the MP3 file that I had created and use some software to modulate the sound a little bit. So he was trying to improve it. So... sorry about the audio quality of yesterday's show, and we will work on that for future shows. So forgive me, Peter. I also want to talk about a new podcast that I just started listening to. It's called Bad Weeds SF, or Bad Weeds in San Francisco. And the guy has a couple shows under his belt, but he's working on it. He knows he's got some things to improve on, and audio is one of them. And he asked me to... I don't know if I should say be his mentor, but he had several questions for me, so I emailed him and gave him a phone call, and we talked about podcasting a little bit and what he could do and stuff like that. So I suggest you check it out, and I will put a link on the show notes. Again, it's called Bad Weeds SF. And his first show that I listened to, he walked the streets of San Francisco and talked about and describe different bars and different places in San Francisco. It was kind of cool, so I suggest you check it out. Give this guy some audience. So, speaking of podcasts, today it seems like I must have listened to about 8 hours of podcasts, and it seems like I really need to, pare down the amount of podcasts I listen to each day, because I've had those earbuds stuck in my ears all day today, and I have to... I wonder if there's any kind of rash or disease from having those earbuds in your ears for all day. It seems like that's a possibility, but I'll keep listening because I have plenty to listen to. I have plenty of time to listen to them. So let's see. Speaking of the podcast, I was listening to so many today, but one of them I listened to yesterday was Mr. Poos, Mr. Fucking Ferdinand Poos, or Mr. Ferdinand Fucking Poos, or whatever he's going by now. And two things that struck me that he was talking about. One was his poostology, his cult that he's starting. He wants people to join his cult and send him money. I thought that was awfully funny. If you haven't heard that show, I think you should. And the other issue about Mr. Poos I'd like to bring up was he was talking about the wine he was drinking and how he spent, like, I don't know, $4 on wine or something like that. And he was making fun of me for drinking more expensive wines. Well, Mr. Poos, you're very young and you haven't gained an appreciation for fine wine. So I suggest you give it some time and start trying some different wines. I can't remember the kind of wine you were drinking, but I hope it's not White Zinfandel, because that's what I started out with years ago. And luckily for me, the boyfriend has introduced me to much nicer wines, and you don't have to spend a lot of money on the wines to enjoy them. You can get a nice bottle of wine for $15 or so and totally enjoy it. And then drinking wine for me is not to get drunk like some people, Mr. Poos. No, I'm just kidding with you. He talked about getting drunk when he was drinking his wine, so I don't know. So anyway, Mr. Poos, I suggest you not make fun of other people and their wines. you know, I think it's all funny and just hilarious. So, plus, I like when he talks about me on his show because he's funny about it. And I listen to him every single day that he posts a show. So, another podcast that I was going to talk about was the Little Fatties on littlefatty.com, Larry and Larry. Those guys they've been podcasting for about a month now, and I have to tell you, they are very addicting. I never miss one of their shows, and I know that they're preoccupied with Disney, and they like to talk about Disney a lot, but they have other topics too. They have other things they talk about. And on today's show, well, yeah, I guess it was today's show, they were talking about other podcasts too. It's interesting because this week there seemed to be a lot of podcasters talking about podcasting and other podcasts. So found that interesting. Anyway, so the Larrys were talking about podcasting and other things. Well, one thing was that they've started this little store called Cafe Press. Oh, I guess they have a section on Cafe Press where they can sell merchandise that has their Little Fatty logo, which they just recently redone. I don't know. But they were talking about having people buy a T-shirt and wear the T-shirt to a famous place and then have their picture taken wearing the T-shirt at the famous place. And they wanted people to send them to them. And they were talking about different places like Mount Rushmore and stuff. And then he was mentioning, or, you know, anybody in Washington, D.C., Archer, Archer, Archer. So he wants me to buy a T-shirt, wear it, and then stand in front of the White House and have my picture taken. It's a great idea. I love that idea, you know, promoting your podcast through a T-shirt and pictures and stuff. But, Larry, I live outside of the city, only about 15 minutes away, but I never go into the city because it's just too crowded and parking is a pain and all that. But, and plus, I've already been to all the monuments and all that stuff, so it's nothing new to me. But here's what I suggest you do, Larry and Larry. I suggest you buy me a T-shirt to give me incentive to actually go into the city and take my picture wearing your T-shirt. What do you think about that? So why don't you send me a T-shirt and I'll do that. I would. I'd do it at a couple of different famous places in D.C. for you. So I thought that was a great idea. And actually, the idea of the store that sells T-shirts with your logo on is another one I was thinking about. I think that's a great idea. I would love to have a T-shirt with my logo on it, but I have to look into that. I know that there's a thing on Cafe Press you can do to set up your own store. Not that I want to make money on it, but I just want my own T-shirt with my logo on it. And you can do that through Cafe Press. So, anyway. Langit biru, langit biru kita.
Langit biru kita. Hi there, this is John Ong from Online Podcast, and you're listening to Archer Radio, the only ordinary queer cast on the internet. Oh, by the way, I am the Asian princess.
I want to talk about Big Brother because I just finished watching Big Brother, so if you have not seen Thursday night's episode of Big Brother, and you don't want me to spoil it for you, press stop right now and fast forward through it so that I don't ruin it for you, because I want to talk about it. On tonight's show, okay, I'll give you a second. Let's count to three. One, two, three. Okay. Now, on tonight's Big Brother episode, both Maggie and Eric were up for eviction from the house. And the votes were, it was tied 5-4, and luckily Eric got booted out of the house. I was really hoping he would, because he had become way too bossy and he had way too much control over the house. So I was glad to see him go. But then they had, of course, the head of household competition, and guess who won head of household? Maggie. Now, what does that mean? That next week, I guarantee, this is, well, I shouldn't guarantee, this is my prediction, that Kacer and Janelle will be put up on the eviction block, you know, up for nomination for eviction. That's my prediction. So mark it today. Today's Thursday, July 28, 2005, at about 9:30 in the evening Eastern Standard Time, that Archer predicted that Kacer and Janelle will be put up on the block. Just my prediction. And then on the show, at the very end, what's her name, the Asian lady, Julie Chen, she announced to all the house guests that, in fact, everyone in the house was playing with a partner that they already knew. So that secret was revealed, you know, because this is the summer of secrets on the Big Brother house. And, of course, they are, by this time, they had already all figured it out. But Bo and Yvette were trying to play this Well, they were saying that they were put together because they're both gay, but Yvette didn't quite come out completely. But so that was their thing. And then the other two, April and what's her name, Rachel, I think it is. They were kind of trying to deny that they didn't know each other, but now, of course, everybody knows that they know each other. And then, of course, Julie also revealed that they really were playing for $1 million, and the runner-up was going to get $250,000. And they were all happy to hear that. So that was the episode of Big Brother, and it's getting good. I think this week has been a good week for Big Brother. We've had some pretty exciting shows, and of course I'll be watching it on Saturday when they show... do they do evictions on Saturday? I can't remember. Not evictions, but does Maggie... I think Maggie will put up her... No. I think that's on Tuesday. No, she will make her nominations on Saturday, and then they have the... what's the thing? God, I can't even think of it. I just saw this the other night. The thing where they decide who gets the veto. Oh, that's the veto competition on Tuesday, and then they'll vote out on Thursday. So anyway, keep up with Big Brother. You'll be watching because Saturday is the next show. So enough of Big Brother.
It's time for another edition of Guess the Movie. You know how it works. I play an audio clip, and you send me an email with your guess. Good luck and enjoy the clip. I hope you know the movie.
What would I do for $1 million? I guess it, I'd do as little as I had to.
That's boring.
Well, how am I supposed to answer?
The idea is to, like, search your mind for the absolute limit. Like, would you drive to school naked?
would I have to get out of the car?
Of course.
In the spring or winter?
Doesn't matter. Spring.
In front of the school or in back of the school?
Either one.
Yes.
I'd do that. I'll do anything sexual. I don't need $1 million to do it either. You're lying. I already have. I've done just about everything there is except a few things that are illegal. I'm a nymphomaniac.
Lie.
Are your parents aware of this?
The only person I told was my shrink.
What did he do when you told him?
He nailed me.
Very nice.
I don't think that from a legal standpoint, what he did can be construed as rape since I paid him.
He's an adult.
Yeah. He's married, too.
Oh! Do you have any idea how completely gross that is?
Well, the first few times.
The first few times? You mean he did it more than once?
Sure.
Are you crazy?
Obviously she's crazy if she's screwing a shrink.
Have you ever done it?
I don't even have a psychiatrist.
Have you ever done it with a normal person?
Didn't we already cover this?
You never answered the question.
Look, I'm not going to discuss my private life with total strangers.
It's kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it?
A what?
Well, if you say you haven't, you're a prude. If you say you have, you're a slut. It's a trap. You want to, but you can't. Then when you do, you wish you didn't, right?
Wrong.
Or... are you a tease?
If She's a tease.
I'm sure. Why don't you just forget it?
Oh, you're a tease and you know it. All girls are teases.
She's only a tease if what she does gets you hot.
I don't do anything. That's why you're a tease. Okay, let me ask you a few questions.
I already told you everything.
No, doesn't it bother you to sleep around without being in love? I mean, don't you want any respect?
I don't screw to get respect. That's the difference between you and me.
It's not the only difference, I hope.
Face it. You're a tease.
I'm not a tease.
Sure you are. Sex is your weapon. You said it yourself. You use it to get respect.
No, I never said that. She twisted my words around.
What do you use it for, then?
I don't use it, period.
Oh, are you medically frigid or is it psychological?
I didn't mean it that way. You guys are putting words into my mouth.
Well, if you just answer the question.
Why don't you just answer the question?
Be honest.
No big deal.
Yeah, answer it.
Just answer the question, Claire.
Talk to us.
Come on.
Answer the question. Don't be a jerk.
It's easy. It's only one question.
No! I never did it!
I hope you know that movie. I'm sure you do. That's one of my favorite movies from the 80s. And I'm sure as soon as you started hearing those characters talk that you knew exactly which movie it was. So no more clues about it. So send me an email and let me know that you have guessed the movie correctly, and I will talk about it on the next show. And I have to credit Peter for getting me back to guess the movie because it has been gone for a long time. But Peter has asked for it a couple times. So, Peter, that was for you, and hopefully you will know the movie too. So anyway, that's all for now, boys and girls. I hope you have a great weekend. Check back on Monday for the next show. Feel free to email me, leave comments on the blog, send call the voicemail, of course, vote for me on podcastvalley.com. Anyway, so have a great weekend, and I will talk to you on Monday. Until next time, bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.